You're listening to the DolphinsTalk.com Podcast Network.
Hello, Miami Dolphin fans, and welcome to the Same Old Dolphin Show, part of the DolphinsTalk.com podcast network. I'm Josh Katzker. With me today and every day is my brother from the exact same mother, Aaron the Brain. Aaron, say hello to the people.
Hello to the people.
It is fantastic to be back with you again, Brain. It has been a little while. I just to get it all out of the way right here at the beginning, a huge thank you to everybody who has reached out with kind words, thoughts, and prayers for my son, who was having a little bit of a medical issue that caused me to miss the Dallas preview show, and also was part of the reason why we ended up not having a Dallas reaction show. It was a crazy week between that and the fact that it was all happening over Christmas. It was kind of just chaotic. The good news is my son was discharged from the hospital on Christmas, was able to come home. He is making a recovery. He is getting better every single day. So thankfully, knock on wood, it seems like this issue is behind us. All I will say is, parents out there, if your kids ever complain of pain in their stomach to the bottom left-hand side of their stomach, don't ignore it. Immediately take them to
Down and right.
Sorry, my wife on the other side literally just barged into the room to correct me. Regardless, pieces of advice. Listen to your kid when they're having pain on the down and to the right of their abdomen, and also listen to your wife when she comes in and corrects you. Very important. I think that's the first time she's appeared on this show. I don't know if the mic picked it up, but unbelievable. So she's been on the show now. He's on his way to a recovery, so we're all good there. But again, thank you to everybody who reached out with kind words, prayers, thoughts, all of it. I really, really do appreciate it. But Brain, we're here to talk about the Miami Dolphins, and they got a huge game coming up against the Baltimore Ravens this weekend, which we're going to talk about on this episode of the Same Old Dolphin Show. But before we do that, a quick reminder to everybody, if you're not doing so already, make sure you're following us on X, which you can find at twitter.com. I'm at Amplified to Rock. He's at Aaron the Brain. The show is at Same Old Dolphins. Download, rate, review, and subscribe to the Same Old Dolphin Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, SoundCloud, everywhere you get your podcasts. And make sure that you're visiting DolphinsTalk.com each and every day. It's your one-stop shop for all things Miami Dolphins. Shout out to everybody watching live on the Dolphins Talk YouTube channel. Go ahead and smash that like button right now. Thank you very much. Shout out to everybody watching live in the I'm a Miami Dolphin Fan Facebook page. Thank you for being with us, and everybody listening after the fact, we appreciate you as well. Thankful to have you on board as part of this ride. Brain, before we get into the Ravens, I don't want to break down this game against the Cowboys because obviously it's old news by now, but the fact is that is a huge win for the Miami Dolphins to defeat the Dallas Cowboys in the way that they did it. And so how are you feeling about the Miami Dolphins? We're not going to do the pulse check. Everybody got their pulse checks in. Everybody was feeling pretty good. But I want to know how you're feeling at this moment, Brain, about the Miami Dolphins as we head into this crucial clash with the Baltimore Ravens on Sunday.
So, I mean, obviously I feel good. There's a big win. But I'm in a weird place where, obviously, first and foremost, thoroughly enjoying this season. That said, the expectations of this team being what they are and what they should be, which is really Super Bowl or bust, because the way this team was built to go quote unquote all in. Everybody talked about it before the season. The Dolphins are going all in, all in. Well, you don't go all in to make the playoffs. You don't go all in to win a playoff game. You go all in to win a championship. So the championship is the expectation. And the question kind of all year that's been lingering is this Dolphins team a legitimate Super Bowl contender? And, you know, the narrative about you can't beat good teams. And then, you know, you finally get one against the Cowboys. So it feels good. But like, let's be honest about it. If there was another team in the league that was similar to the Dolphins in that narrative, it was the Cowboys. And granted, the Cowboys did have a big statement victory just a couple weeks prior against the Eagles, but they also laid an egg against Buffalo, and they themselves had been terrible on the road all season. So there, a narrative was going to fall in this game. Either the Cowboys were going to beat a good team on the road, or the Dolphins were going to beat a good team, a legitimate playoff team. And they did it. But to the vast majority of people, not necessarily Dolphins fans, but the vast majority of NFL fans, this was basically branded the Fraud Bowl. And the Dolphins won the Fraud Bowl. And great, you'd rather win the Fraud Bowl than lose the Fraud Bowl. But now here we are with a game in front of us to take control of the number one seed in the AFC, to beat a team that just beat the team that everybody thought was the best team in football a week ago and did it handedly on the road. Right now, Baltimore is the best team in football. I don't think anybody can really argue. Well, you could argue it. You can come up with whatever. You can argue however you want. But for my money, right now, Baltimore is the best team in football. They're the team to beat. If the Dolphins could go into Baltimore and win that game, there's no doubt. Now, granted, you don't win anything. I mean, you can lock up home field advantage, or you can get the number one seed, but you don't win a trophy for the regular season. And you certainly don't win a trophy in week 17. So it's not like this is a championship game. However, I'm at a place right now where I'm very close to buying in to this team really being a Super Bowl contender, but I still need to see. They haven't fully convinced me.
I get that.
And that's where I'm at.
That's fine. I'll tell you that I thought that game, I mean, I was emotional watching that game. And part of it is my son was at the hospital and, you know, all of that stuff was going on while that game was happening. But to get that win, I was so fired up because it was exactly the victory that we needed the Dolphins to have. And it was, they went out there, they went toe to toe. And again, the fact that it was looking like a same old Dolphins kind of loss. They were winning most of the way in the second half, but because they couldn't, when they got that 2-score lead, they weren't able to expand it. And Dallas comes down and gets the touchdown, and the Dolphins immediately have a pretty, they made it a one possession game, and the Dolphins couldn't go down the field and score to make it a 2-score game again. And then Dallas goes on that long drive to finally take the lead. The defense finally breaks, and it felt like one of those same old Dolphins kind of games where the defense had played really well, but then couldn't finish the job. But then Tua Tagovailoa shows up and leads that winning drive at the end. And it was like, yes, that is exactly the kind of win that we needed to see out of this team. And that has brought us to where we are now, preparing for this Ravens game on Sunday. So let's set the table. With a win on Sunday, your Miami Dolphins not only clinch the AFC East, but guarantee themselves the 1 or 2 seed in the AFC. So a win on Sunday means they will be no worse than the second seed, which means, assuming you win, if you end up as the 2 seed, assuming you win that first game wildcard weekend, you would actually have 2 home games in the playoffs, potentially, as long as you win. So that's the first thing. And then it also puts the Dolphins in a position to, in week 18, fully secure the one seed, which they would be able to do by winning at home against the Buffalo Bills. So big, big there. Now, it's also, we should also mention, the Dolphins can also win the AFC East by virtue of the New England Patriots traveling to Buffalo and beating the Bills. I think that's probably unlikely. Anything's possible, but that doesn't seem like a likely scenario. The best thing for the Dolphins to do would be to go in and win that game in Baltimore on Sunday. And if they were to do that, here's what I'll say. As you mentioned, the Dolphins won this game that had been labeled by a lot of people as the Fraud Bowl against the Cowboys on Christmas Eve. And that game was followed by a lot of people moving the goalposts on the Dolphins and saying, they still haven't, you know, they won a game, but it was against Dallas, who can't play on the road, so it's not legit, and blah, blah, blah. They still have a lot to prove. And okay, but it was, the goalposts are moving. Nobody is going to be able to make that point if the Dolphins go into Baltimore and beat the Ravens, a Ravens team that just went into San Francisco and pretty handily defeated the team that many people had were saying was the best team in the NFL. And the Ravens went into their backyard and whooped up on them on Christmas night. So if the Dolphins were to go into Baltimore on Sunday and get a win, I'm sure there are some take artists out there who are going to, you know, become gold medal gymnasts, bending themselves into pretzels to try to find ways to keep credibility away from the Miami Dolphins. But if they go out there and win that game, you are now looking at a legitimate argument that the Miami Dolphins are one of, if not the best team in the NFL. That's what's at stake as you come into this game on Sunday. Now, to be clear, going in and winning on Sunday in Baltimore does all of those things. It sets things up, but it doesn't mean that the Dolphins will have won anything. But obviously, it's going to make people pay attention, and it's going to make people take notice. And that is the opportunity that the Dolphins are presented themselves with on Sunday as they head into Baltimore. So, Brain, safe to say this is a pretty big game on Sunday.
It's a big one. It is the biggest, I don't know, it's the biggest regular season game that I can remember in quite some time, because it really feels like this team is a contender. It feels like they're close, and it feels like it's an opportunity to really make a statement, and not just get the number, not just, you know, put yourself in position to be the number one seed and home field advantage, which is huge. It's absolutely huge, especially for this team and the way that they're built. But also, you know, just to have that, to really silence any doubters. Because it, like you said, we could win this game and nobody will doubt whether or not the Dolphins are a legitimate Super Bowl contender. And they'll still need to go out and prove it in the postseason. But they won't need to prove whether or not they're good enough. They will have shown that they're good enough. And I think that's important for their own psyche. Because I think this team, fair or unfair, has the reputation of being a little soft. And it's not just the fan. First off, the fan base. I've not seen a fan base more concerned about what the national media thinks about their team than
to be clear, he is not talking about the people who are listening to this show that are soft. The people that are listening to this show are hardcore, strong, and awesome. He's talking about other Dolphin fans that are not listening to this show. Continue.
Okay. I've not seen a fan base that's been more concerned about what the national media narrative is, more so than this Dolphins fan base. And what's, I think, a little bit more concerning is that the players seem to care. That's concerning to me. And that's, you know, strikes me as maybe a little bit soft. Like, be a little thicker skin. Now, granted, if they go out and win, I don't mind it. Like, you know, say whatever you want, call out whoever you want. But when you call people out in the media, you really need to back it up or you really look like a clown. And this team really hasn't proven anything. If the one thing this team is holding up as here's our proof is that you beat the Dallas Cowboys, well, that in itself is kind of clown behavior. But win this Sunday, and it's not clown behavior. You've proven yourself to be a legitimate Super Bowl contender, and then this hat's staying on.
Oh, boy.
Because I'm ready. I am pumped for this game. It's the, like I said, I can't remember the last regular season game that I've been this pumped for. Maybe 2008 coming down the stretch to try to clinch a playoff spot. But I think even in that season, you know, that was to clinch a playoff spot. And we kind of knew as Dolphin fans that that wasn't a Super Bowl team. This team feels like it is potentially a Super Bowl team. And I don't know that we could, I've really legitimately felt like that since at the very least the early 2000s with like Fiedler and Jason Taylor and Zach Thomas, but realistically since the mid 90s. So almost 30 years. That's how long it has been since the Dolphins have had an opportunity to really prove, that they are, you know, at that level. And so I'm excited.
Yeah. And listen, if they're going to do this on Sunday, it's not going to be easy. And it's not going to be because they are fully healthy, because this is a team that is not. On Friday's injury report, we learned that Jaylen Waddle officially out for the game on Sunday as he continues to deal with this high ankle sprain that he suffered in the game against Dallas. Rob Hunt listed as doubtful for this game on Sunday, so the Dolphins still not getting their best, perhaps their best offensive lineman back. Lester Cotton has picked up an injury of some sort and is questionable to play. Jalen Ramsey showed up on the injury report today. He's questionable to play. We don't know if Javon Holland is going to be back on Sunday, although reports are that he is looking good and it's going to be close. So we might have Javon Holland back, but he may still be out. The Dolphins are banged up, but here's the thing. At this point of the year, everybody's banged up. The Ravens have, they're one of, if not the most important player on the Ravens defense is safety, Kyle Hamilton. He suffered a knee injury in that game against San Francisco. He logged a limited practice on Thursday and then Friday was downgraded to a DNP. He's one of their most influential players, one of the keys to that team's defensive communication. And he is listed as questionable. They've got other injuries as well. Zay Flowers is questionable, although I'd be shocked if he didn't end up playing in this game. There are injuries all over the place. I mean, they're playing without Mark Andrews, one of the best tight ends in the league. Now they've got Isaiah Likely, who's a very good backup, more than capable. But the Ravens are banged up as well. So this is going to be a big game on Sunday. And if the Dolphins are going to win this game, they're going to earn it. And let's talk about how they're going to earn it. Let's talk about it on offense first, Brain. What the Dolphins are going to need to do when they have the ball. For now, let's presume Kyle Hamilton plays. And let's presume he plays and he's going to be at his usual level. Knowing that the Dolphins are going to be without Jaylen Waddle, how does this team attack the Baltimore Ravens enough to move the ball efficiently and ultimately get the points that they need in order to come away with a dub on Sunday?
I think it's balance. I think Baltimore has a very good defense, but you can run on them. I think specifically you can run on the edges, which is where Miami likes to do most of their running. Now, I don't think Miami needs to go overboard and, you know, be a run first team in this game. I think Tyreek Hill should be the focal point of the offense, especially with Jaylen Waddle out. I expect to see a heavy dose of Tyreek Hill, and whether or not Kyle Hamilton plays, I expect Tyreek Hill to be putting a lot of stress on that defense. But at the same time, I think that the Dolphins need to be committed to running the football, and they don't need to run for 150 yards or 200 yards, and put up monster numbers. That's not really what I'm calling for. I'm calling for this team to have balance in this game. And that means sometimes getting the 3 to 4 yard run on first down or on second down to set yourself up with a manageable third down. Because what we saw with this, with that kind of game plan against, you know, like in the game where, Tyreek didn't play against the Jets, the Dolphins got tough yards. They did screens and draws. They put themselves in second and short, third and short. They moved the ball and they engineered drives. Tua is a very good quarterback. He's not just in the MVP conversation because of Tyreek Hill. It's an asinine opinion for people to have. Tua has played at an elite level this season. But no quarterback is going to survive against a really good defense being one-dimensional with their offense as banged up as the Dolphins' offense is. This team needs to have balance. You need to be able to run the football. I think if the Dolphins can do that, they will have some opportunities to get some explosives down the field. But if this is a split where like you look around and it's like the third quarter and the Dolphins have run the ball 12 times and Tua has thrown 30 passes, it's a recipe for disaster. You're going to have turnovers. You're going to have sacks. It's not a recipe for this game going the way that the Dolphins want it to go, especially on the road in cold weather.
Yeah, it's going to be a gritty one. They're going to have to work hard. I'm genuinely curious how much they're going to run the ball and how they can find that balance. I think there's a possibility that this could be a sneaky Jeff Wilson game because of his ability to run inside. And if there's an area where the Ravens have a little bit of a weakness, that's it. I'm also curious to see, you know, who on the Dolphins offense steps up. We saw Durham Smythe, of all people, step up with a big game against the Cowboys. Is this the game where Chase Claypool gets more involved on offense? Is this a game where we continue to see Cedric Wilson? If Robbie Chosen is able to clear concussion protocol, how much is he involved as the field in that field stretcher role that Jaylen Waddle is typically in? These are all the questions that I have, and I guess we're going to find out on Sunday whether the Dolphins can answer them. Brain, before we move to the other side of the ball, we got to talk about our friends at Caldera Lab. Guys, if you want to make your face look good, you need to get some of the products that Caldera Lab has to offer. They can make you feel and look rejuvenated facially. They're going to make you look clean. They're going to make you look bright. And the best part is you're going to save 20% off of their fantastic products by going to calderalabs.com and using the promo code DolphinsTalk. So do that, and you're going to look great. I mean, look at the brain. You look at the brain and you go, wow, that guy uses Caldera Lab? And I'm going to say, yes, he does. Look at that face. Look at that beautiful face. Let's go full screen Aaron the Brain here. Look at that handsome face. That's Caldera Lab at work, baby. Make sure you go to calderalabs.com, promo code DolphinsTalk, save 20% on all of their fantastic products. And the best thing is, you know, these products, they're very quick, very quick. A minute at the beginning of the day, a minute at night, and you're all set. And then boom, you're going to look younger. So take advantage of it. calderalabs.com, promo code DolphinsTalk. Seeing some people say that they want to see Chris Brooks in action on Sunday. Maybe we do. Maybe we do. I think this is going to be an all hands on deck situation for the Miami Dolphins as they go in to Baltimore. But what about the other side of the ball, Bryn? When you look at the Baltimore Ravens, there are weapons on this team now that weren't there previously. Zay Flowers, Rashad Bateman, Odell Beckham in a different kind of role. Isaiah Likely is still proving to be that athletic receiving type of tight end the way that Mark Andrews was. Maybe not quite on the same level, but it's not a significant drop off. Obviously, they've lost their dynamic running like breakthrough running back this year in Keaton Mitchell. He suffered that pretty nasty knee injury, so he's out for the year, but they still have Justice Hill. They have Gus Edwards. They also have the threat of Melvin Gordon hanging out there somehow, but I don't imagine that he's going to impact this game that much, but he's there. This is not a team that is without weapons, Brain, but of course the biggest weapon of all is Lamar Jackson, and he's a guy that is perhaps the odds-on favorite at this point in time to be the NFL MVP. He's a guy that the Dolphins have had some trouble with in the past because he's a guy that can, he's one of those players, and thus the Baltimore Ravens are one of those teams that have a play that is designed, and then when everything breaks down, a whole other play breaks out, and you have to stop that one too. And that's the trick with this team. And Lamar Jackson just is one of those guys that has a way of delivering when he has to be on schedule, but also has a way to wreak havoc on a defense because of his ability to make plays when things go off schedule as well.
Yeah, I think that, you know, it's so funny to, well, the juxtaposition of these two quarterbacks who many believe are the two front runners right now for the MVP award, and they're going up against each other for the number one seed in the conference, and they couldn't be more dissimilar as quarterbacks. With Tua, it's all about being on schedule and getting the ball out quickly, throwing with anticipation, and then when things break down, he gets a little bit shaky off script, right? With Lamar Jackson, it's the opposite. Lamar Jackson has done a better job this year, I would say, of getting the ball out and, you know, getting it into his playmakers' hands. But ultimately, where Lamar Jackson is most dangerous is off script, when he'll buy more time with his legs. He'll get out of the pocket, where he becomes truly a dual threat, where he can just as easily run for 20 yards as he can throw the ball downfield 40 to 50 yards if you're not careful. So I think the key to this game is containing him, not just containing him from a numbers standpoint, where obviously you don't want him to go off for like 120 yards rushing or anything crazy like that. But it's containing him with your rush. It's putting the emphasis on getting pressure up the middle. And when you pressure with the edges, pressure a little bit tighter. Don't take such a wide angle to leave those alleyways where Lamar Jackson will definitely be looking for that escape route to get out to the pocket where he is most dangerous. That might mean that the Dolphins have less sacks in this game than they might otherwise have if they go all out against a, you know, another quarterback. But if you make Lamar Jackson have to beat you from the pocket, I like the Dolphins' chances. Now, the injury thing is real, and if Jalen Ramsey is truly hurt and does not play in this game, that makes this an extremely difficult battle, uphill battle for the Dolphins. Even if you get Javon Holland back, this defense went from being a below average defense to being arguably the best defense in the league over the past couple of months since Jalen Ramsey came back. If Ramsey doesn't go, I'm very concerned about how this defense holds up against the Ravens, and it would really be a Herculean effort to really even stay in this game. I think if Jalen Ramsey doesn't play in this game, I'm legitimately worried about the potential of a blowout.
Yeah, it's going to be real tricky if he's out. We just know that he was listed as questionable on the practice report for Friday with a knee injury. I don't believe he was a DNP. I believe he was listed as limited in practice. So that could mean anything. That could literally mean anything. So there might not be a lot to read into that, but it also might be a situation where there is a legit chance that he could not play on Sunday. Just one of those things that we're not going to know until we get to Sunday, or if word, you know, leaks out ahead of time, we'll just have to keep an eye out on that. But yeah, that is something to be concerned about. So now it's time to discuss how this game is going to play out. I mean, unless you want to talk about special teams in this game, Brain, I mean, is Jason Sanders back? He seems like he's back.
I mean, it's certainly, how much more do you need to see to know he's back?
I mean, yeah, he was, well,
three from 50 plus, five total field goals and the game winner. I mean, that's as good a game as you'll ever get from a kicker.
Yeah.
Ever.
He rocked. He was unbelievable in that game. He was unbelievable in that game against Dallas. So if he can be like that and be Money Sanders again, the way that he was before, hey, that's a game changer. That is a game changer for your Miami Dolphins. But it is now time for your hashtag one hot take. So this is where we ask you to share with us, what is your hashtag one hot take for Dolphins? Oh, it says, oh, we got to work on this graphic here, Brain. It says Dolphins at raves. Let me tell you, the last time I saw a dolphin at a rave, it was not a pretty sight afterwards. But let's talk about your one hot take for Dolphins at Ravens this Sunday. I put the call out on Twitter and we got a lot of responses, Bryn. Dolphins Talk Mike says Devon Achane has a two-touchdown day. Turo says the Dolphins are getting a defensive touchdown. Scott says Jeff Wilson game ball. Let's see. Nick says defense forces three turnovers. How about this? A specific one from David Triana on Twitter. Chase Claypool touchdown off of a third and goal fade to the corner of the end zone. Oh, my goodness. Here's Rich Moldy Muffin 99. Dolphins D has three picks. And let's see. We've got Jordan Murray says Dolphins get a pick six to seal the game away. And he says, I'm going Needham or Kohu. Who gets it? Love it. Louisville, South Florida sports fan says Dolphins D will score at least once. Tua leads a game-winning drive to help the Dolphins win, says Dolphins Melody. Let's see. What else do we have? How about Durham Smythe and River Craycraft both get their first touchdowns of the year, says Nick. That would be really great. Chase Claypool, 100-plus receiving yards and a touchdown. Tua and Hill connect for 400 yards and five touchdowns. My goodness, there are some takes. Put your takes down in the comments. Let us know what you think is what your one hot take is for Sunday. Brain, what is your one hot take for Dolphins at Ravens this Sunday? Well,
I'm not going 400 yards and five touchdowns because that's just crazy. I do think Tyreek Hill is going to have a big game. I think the Dolphins going to be without Waddle. You might see, you know, an uptick from guys like Berrios and Smythe, and you may see a little bit of Chase Claypool and Cedric Wilson. Those guys may make some plays. But they're going to feed their best player, who's arguably, you know, if not Tua, if Tua's not the MVP of the team, it's Tyreek Hill. And I think Tyreek is going to have a monster game, whether or not Kyle Hamilton plays. They will manufacture ways to get him the ball, whether it's on the rushing the ball, whether it's bubble screens, whether it's going across the middle, whether it's going deep. He is going to be a factor in this game, and he is going to get 10 plus catches in this game. He's going to go for 150 plus, and he'll get into the end zone at least once.
Wow, there it is. I think that is exactly. Here's from Joshua Emery. Tyreek has two touchdowns and 150 plus.
Simpatico.
There we go. Let's take some of these other ones that we got here in the chat. Here's one from Douglas Potter. Hot take, Achane gets over 125 all-purpose yards and scores two touchdowns. CJ says Sealer seals the game with a scoop and score. I love it. How about this one? Dolphins score a tush push TV. Says Revo 13. I like it. Tervalis Tinker, Wilkins, and Sealer get two sacks apiece. Chris Petit says Achane with a touchdown run to close it out. And how about this one from Leon Wilson on Facebook? Tua will run in two touchdowns on Sunday. I love it. Oh, a lot of positivity here. And well, here's mine. And I want to preface this by saying that this is one of those games where I think the Dolphins in general, most games, if you go position by position down through the roster, the Dolphins are almost always going to have an advantage in the fullback department. And this is one of those games where the Ravens actually have somebody there where you can at least have a conversation about the fullback position, because Patrick Ricard is a great fullback for the Baltimore Ravens. But my one hot take is something that nobody has ever heard before. Are you ready, Brain?
Yeah, go ahead.
Alec Ingold passing touchdown.
You know what I could see happening? Well, more certainly more than an Alec Ingold passing touchdown. I think right now you should just focus on an Alec Ingold touchdown, let alone receiving or rushing or passing.
Buddy.
But you know what I could see? Third and goal, second and goal, down at the 1 or the 2 yard line. Typically the Dolphins do it out of the shotgun, but they decide we're going to bring in the jumbo package.
Oh, let's go.
Alec Ingold's not on the field. Christian Wilkins is out
there. Oh, let's go.
Christian let's Wilkins go. Receiving touchdown.
Let's go. I'm fired up. Let me get Christian Wilkins taking offensive snaps. Let's go.
You know he wants to.
You know he's on the sideline begging Mike McDaniel. Let me get there one time. How about you get Salt and Peppa both on offense? Not Salt and Peppa, excuse me. If the Dolphins ran out Salt and Peppa on offense, it would be a bad situation. But if Salt and Pepper were out there, Zach Seeler and Christian Wilkins running out there on offense, oh, baby. All right, Brain. Score prediction. Give me a score prediction on this one. And everybody who's watching live on the I'm a Miami Dolphin fan Facebook page, everybody who's watching on the Dolphins Talk YouTube channel, whether you're watching live or on delay, let us know in the comments, what's your final score prediction in this game? And by the way, another reminder to smash that like button if you would do so. I see a lot of people, watching this video right now. I can see the numbers and like only a handful of folks smashing that like button. Y'all, get it together. You're watching. Smash that like button right now, would you? Thank you very much. All right, Brain, give me your final score prediction. Everybody, drop it in the comments.
I'm going to go ahead and assume that Ramsey is going to play in this game and that the defense is going to have a spirited effort. I think this is going to be a close game. I think it's going to come down to the final possession. I think statistically, the Dolphins are the better football team. But the game isn't played with statistics. The game is decided on the field. And I think that there are a lot of intangibles that feel kind of tangible. The fact that it's in Baltimore, the fact that this Ravens team has a bunch of guys that have been through the battles in these types of games over the last few years, that they have a head coach that has won a Super Bowl and has been in these big games and knows what it takes to win. He's not going to be fazed by this. The fact that the Dolphins are kind of new to this. They're a little bit green. It's just the reality of it. And then the fact that the weather, it's going to be cold. I mean, it should be a good
day. It's going to be 49 degrees. Let's chill. Pump the brakes on this being a weather game.
It's not going to be ugly weather. So I don't think that matters so much. But I think things lean towards Baltimore. And for no other reason, just the fact that it's a home game for them. And the Dolphins play so much better, at home versus the road. It's going to be loud. Communication could be an issue. We've seen the Dolphins have issues with communication on the road, like the Buffalo game, the Philadelphia game earlier this season. So I think these are things and, just those like nuances, like, Does Mike McDaniel get cued at the wrong time? Does Tua force something at the wrong time? Does he, you know, any of those things can happen. I still need to see this team prove that they can beat a legitimate Super Bowl contender on the road to really pick them in this game. Like, that's really what it comes down to. Baltimore's playing at such a high level right now, and Miami's going in, and they're banged up. So I think it's going to be close. I think they're going to play a hell of a game, but Ravens win it 23-20.
Oh, okay. There it is. Here's my thoughts on this. And again, shout out to everybody watching live. Everybody who's joining along in the comments. Thank you for sharing your score predictions with us. We appreciate it. Everybody, the consensus seems to be this is going to be a close game. Almost everybody has this as a one possession game. Most have it within a field goal. It's close. And I think as I look at this, it's hard to disagree with that. I think this is going to be a hard fought game. And I think it's going to come down probably to the end. And I think it's going to come down to the foot of one Jason Money Sanders. And I think the Dolphins are going to do it. I think the Dolphins are going to get this win. Give it to me. Miami Dolphins 26, Baltimore Ravens 24. Give me, for good measure, the Patriots also beat the Buffalo Bills in Buffalo. It's just a beautiful weekend. And then the Dolphins have the opportunity to eliminate Buffalo from the playoff picture in week 18. That's what I'm talking about. So give it to me, Dolphins 26, Ravens 24. And let me tell you this, folks. Earlier on Friday, the Brain and I were on with our very good friends Kadeem Simmons and Charlie Touche on Go Time Dolphins. And if you are not familiar with Go Time Dolphins, you should be. So make sure you check them out on YouTube. Follow them on Twitter at Go Time Dolphins, because they do a tremendous job. And we were on with them earlier on Friday night. And I made an analogy. Well, I don't know if it was an analogy, but it was a comparison. And it was, I drew everybody's attention. I want everybody to think back to the classic cinematic masterpiece, Robert Zemeckis's famous cinematic masterpiece, Back to the Future Part 3. And in Back to the Future Part 3, Marty McFly takes the DeLorean back to the Old West against the wishes of Doc Brown. By the way, spoiler alert. This movie also came out like 30 years ago. So if you're not familiar with a movie that came out 30 years ago, I'm not going to feel bad about spoiling it. But anyway, 30 years ago, okay, Back to the Future Part 3, Marty McFly takes the DeLorean back to the Old West. The DeLorean gets hit by a train, smashed into pieces. No, that's not what happened. It didn't get smashed into pieces. It gets smashed into pieces at the end of the movie. But they put the DeLorean in front of a train that they need to push it to get to 88 miles per hour.
Right.
And this is a difficult thing to do. This is steam power. And so Marty McFly and Doc Brown are running around the Old West trying to figure out how they can get this train up to 88 miles per hour. Following the Dallas Cowboys game, that Miami Dolphins hype train started to pick up some steam, much like that steam train in Back to the Future 3. But you had people moving the goalposts. You had doubters. You had haters. You had Talking Heads. Not the Talking Heads, good band. But you had Talking Heads on TV, the national media, throwing shade at the Miami Dolphins. Let me tell you this. If the Miami Dolphins go into Baltimore on Sunday and defeat the Baltimore Ravens to go 12-4. You will not need to be running around the Old West to get the Miami Dolphins hype train up to 88 miles per hour. Because that hype train is going to be going hundreds and hundreds of miles per hour. Because as we have been saying all along on this show, this Miami Dolphins season, as terms of the regular season, was always going to come down to those final three games against Dallas, in Baltimore, and home against Buffalo. And in a world where the Dolphins were able to take two or three of those games and come away with dubs, that they were going to go into the postseason as the team that nobody wanted to face, regardless of what the narrative had been all season. If the Dolphins were able to win those games, or two of those three games, they were going to be the team that nobody wanted to see in the postseason. And here we go right now. The Miami Dolphins, all they need to do is go into Baltimore, get this win on Sunday, and that hype train is going off the rails, baby. Woo. I'm fired up. Fired up, Brain. I am fired up about this one.
Let's do it. Let's make it happen. Let's get that hype train going, because the crazy thing about it is that you're not going to be able to keep that hype train from moving for the rest of the way if the Dolphins win tomorrow or on Sunday. But if they lose, there's going to be a lot of people that are saying this team's not even going to win their division. So that's what's really at stake.
Yeah, that's the way the pendulum swings with the Miami Dolphins. Because and that becomes a very real possibility. Then the Dolphins have to go home, because if they don't, you know, in all likelihood, the Patriots are not going to beat the Bills in Buffalo on Sunday. So there is a very real possibility if the Dolphins don't beat Baltimore. And listen, I'm going to say this straight out. I mean, if the Dolphins go into Baltimore and they get blown out, okay, we can have a different conversation. But if the Dolphins go in and they lose a closely fought game to the Baltimore Ravens, that I don't think is going to say anything about their ability as a contender. That's just Baltimore is a legit team, possibly the legit team, right? But you have to, you know, if they lose that game, that puts ridiculous amounts of pressure on that game against Buffalo. Because then if you lose that game, then you don't win the division. And then it is quite possible that it is most likely that you finish as the sixth seed. And there's a world where the Dolphins are, in fact, the sixth seed, and the Buffalo Bills are, in fact, the two seed, and the Dolphins have to turn around and go to Buffalo in the first round of the playoffs. And that is a scenario that nobody wants to see.
Right. Bills would be the three seed and the Dolphins the sixth seed.
Right, right. The three, if the 3-6 is where it would be. Right. And nobody wants that. So let's just go and win the division on Sunday, beat the Ravens. We don't have to worry about it. And then we can have that game against Buffalo, which of course you want to win, but there's not so much riding on it.
Well, the other cool thing about it is that if you win and you clinch the division and then Buffalo beats New England, the game suddenly means a lot more to Miami than it does to Buffalo, because Buffalo is basically locked into the sixth seed at that point and really has nothing to gain other than beating than trying to ruin the Dolphins' hopes for home field advantage. And I don't know that they're going to go all out for that. So I think, you know, in that situation, the Dolphins have that much of an easier go of it. Not that the Bills will just lie down, but I think there's a very strong likelihood that if the Dolphins win this Sunday and the Bills also win this Sunday, the Bills may rest some guys that are like borderline and say, we really don't have anything to play for. I know this is a rivalry. I know we want to beat the Dolphins, but what are we really, what, like, why are we going to go out and play? They're going to be very vanilla. They're not going to go out and show everything that they have. As, you know, I really think that that makes it an easier go for the Dolphins if that happens. So that's another real big advantage if the Dolphins can win this game on Sunday. But you're right. Win on Sunday and let everything else kind of take care of itself. But, you know, that's kind of what's at stake here.
The Bills can clinch a playoff berth, but they do need results to go a certain way. Like they do need some help to clinch a playoff berth. It is certainly feasible that the Bills have clinched a playoff berth. And if that's true, it's a thing to think about, is if the Bills do manage to clinch the playoff berth this Sunday and the Dolphins have already clinched the division, then it is a possibility that Buffalo may decide to treat week 18 as a bye. You know, so that's, but then again, it's the difference of, like, the thing is, I think if you're a wild card team, you're shooting for the five spot, because as it stands, the five spot gets to travel to the winner of the AFC South, which is going to be, you know, a very winnable matchup. It's either against the free falling Jacksonville Jaguars or the Houston Texans. So, you know, but I'm not sure what the Bills situation, what the tiebreaker scenario would be if the Bills ended up level with the Cleveland Browns. So there's a possibility that the Browns could actually wrap up the five seed. Anyway, there's so many different playoff permutations. It's not worth worrying about. Ultimately, what's worth worrying about is going on Sunday and defeating the Baltimore Ravens. Because if you do that, you're controlling everything that you need to be concerned about, right? So let's go do that and take care of business. Brain, any parting words for the people?
No, it's a big game. Relish it. Enjoy that we're here. And it's not do or die. Like, if they lose this game, they're losing a very difficult road game that most kind of expect them to lose. But if they win this game, like, I know Dolphin fans are very concerned about what the national media has to say about them. They're very concerned about what Colin Cowherd has to say and all the other media talking heads. But at the end of the day, let them talk. Because they're not going to be saying, there's really nothing that they can say if you go into Baltimore and you win. And if you lose, they're going to get real, real loud. But that doesn't matter, because you still have the opportunity to win a home game against Buffalo, to win the division, have the number two seed, and still be in a very strong position. But that will make things very, very tense. So if they can go out and they can win this game, then everybody will be able to buy in to the Dolphins again. And hopefully, I mean, let's be real, every time that everybody has bought into the Dolphins this year, they've laid an egg. So maybe it would be for the best that not everybody buys into them.
Hey, whatever it's going to be, that's what it's going to be. But what I hope it is the Dolphins going into Baltimore just like they did last year and coming away with a big dub. Either way, we will be back with you to talk about it next week, and we'll continue to be with you until the season is over. So, and then probably continuing on after that into the offseason and all that. But we're not worried about that. We're worried about Sunday and the Baltimore Ravens. So let's go get that dub, Miami. We'll be back to talk to you. Follow us on Twitter at Amplified to Rock, at Aaron the Brain, at Same Old Dolphins. Follow us. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, the Dolphins Talk YouTube channel. Smash that like button right now. Leave a 5-star rating. Leave a positive review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, SoundCloud, everywhere you get your podcasts. Thank you. Thank you very much, as always, for being part of this ride. 2020, this is the last episode of the Same Old Dolphin Show of 2023. So thank you very much for being part of the show and being part of La Familia. We appreciate it. We love you. We appreciate you. And I hope wherever you are that you have a happy, healthy, and safe new year. And we will be back with you right after New Year's to talk about this game. But until then, take care of yourselves and each other. And as always, go Dolphins!
Is really anything more same old Dolphins than losing a statement game in December at Baltimore?
Don't put that out there, you asshole.
Go Dolphins.